Welcome everyone. We continue with Kavod Shemayim, Shir number 35, discussing 20 different mamorim that the Chofetz Chaim brings about the dangers of Lashon Hara and the tumah a person brings upon himself when he speaks Lashon Hara. And he says in Oisvav that through speaking Lashon Hara, Dibur Masurim, Nimsheches Ruach HaTumah Alas Vesayim. He creates this Ruach HaTumah, this spirit of impurity on his lips. As it brings in the Pasuk in Yeshaya, Ki Ish Tomis Tomeisosayim Anoichi, I'm a man of impure lips. When the person speaks Lashon Hara, he makes his lips impure. We're wearing all wearing masks now, covering our mouths. I think it's a quite obvious statement. Hashem is telling us that we have to be working and focusing on not speaking Lashon Hara. When you see a person wearing a mask, it's a chizik for ourselves. We should think to ourselves, I'm going to strengthen myself to speak properly about other people. Even more so, when a person speaks Lashon Hara, the tumah spreads from his lips to his head. And the Chofetz Chaim says that we find that when a person is a mitzayra, and he's a mitzayra because he spoke Lashon Hara, so in order to go through his tahara process, his purification process, they have to also mitahir his head. When the person is a mitzayra and going through the tahara process, it says, put the rest of the remaining oil of the kohen on the head of this mitzayra. And you don't find this by any other tamei, any other person who's tamei, that you have to mitahir and purify his head. This all comes because a person speaks Lashon Hara. He speaks Lashon Hara and his lips become tamei. This tumah spreads to his head. And not by any other person who has to become tahor do you find such a case like this. One last piece, call him Misaper Lashon Hara, ki lo koyfe b'ikr. Whoever speaks Lashon Hara, it's as if he does not believe in Hashem. Imagine if a person who's a Shomer Shabbos Yid, he keeps the mitzvahs, keeps Shabbos, but really he's publicizing, he doesn't believe Chas Hashem and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How so? Because he's speaking Lashon Hara. How is the person who speaks Lashon Hara says he doesn't believe in Hashem? Because he's saying, Hashem, you're not doing your job, Kibyachal. You're not doing your responsibility of taking care of the situation. That's why I have to step up to the plate. That's what a person is doing. He speaks Lashon Hara. He's a koifer be'ikr. He's denying a Kaddish Baruch Hu.